Fin de l'enseignement avec Kempo, nouvel enseignement fait par Rosy. Enseignement suivant fait par Rosy, suivant après le lendemain à Poulari avec Kempo.
Don ye la sambo, take katondo. Savonia, the samba san junjo, the toki, the moon, the tang, the chapchik, linki, yam to see. Chapchik, linki, yam to some version.
So, in order to be able to help all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky, we have to attain the state of perfect Buddhahood, which is the state which neither abides within existence or nirvana, which is peace. And in order to be able to do so, we should exert ourselves with regard to the study, reflection and practice of the Dharma, which in this case is done, Muchi says, by the listening to the teaching of the fourth chapter of the Julama dealing with the Buddha nature. So first, we should develop the perfect enlightenment mind or bodhicitta by thinking that for the sake of all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky, we have to reach the state of true and perfect Buddhahood, which is free from abidance within the extremes of existence and peace. And in order to be able to do so, then we have to be diligent with regard to the practice of the Dharma by means of studying it, reflecting and meditating upon it.
Hindu Namdak Nekab Sunjurva Meba, Sumjanani, the ring come there, Madala Tapa Nekab Sunjurva Meba to hear.
And we were in the explanation of the point on constant unchangingness. And out of the three parts of this point, which are unchangingness in the unpurified phase, unchangingness in the partly unpurified and partly purified phase, and unchangingness in the utterly purified phase, then the first had been finished, and Rinpoche will continue to explain unchangingness in this second phase, which is partly purified and partly unpurified.
So this is
explained in two parts, which are the way, or it is explained the topic or the meaning of not being changed by birth and so forth, and then secondly the qualities of the bodhisattvas who dwell on the 10 bodhisattva levels are identified. And then this first part, where it is shown in which way they do not change, or they are not changed by birth and so forth, this again has two parts. And the first is the way in which, although they are unchanging, they appear to change, and then the meaning of this is explained in detail.
So then
first the way is explained in which they seem to change although they are unchanging, and the domzik to this is as follows: the bodhisattvas who have insight are liberated from birth, death, aging and sickness, since they have realized the nature of the Dhamma Dhatu as it is. Although they are free of the misery of birth and so forth, they demonstrate these, since due to the cause of their realization, they have developed compassion for beings.
Sancho Sambam Papanam Dembangan Sum to Topam, Tumbangan Sum to Topam Papanam Pombo Sard the Tripit Kivatan Pombo Sard the Tripit Kivatan Pombo Jung Gagbe Pombo Jung Gagbam King Robin Kivatan Kivatan Dunga Chipen Navatan Sova Dunga Chipen Navatan Pumbu Jun Jovar Sepa Geba nam the Trova Yinte Geba said the Pumbu Jondo Yuri Pumbu Ningba Chandra, the Metonda Tenny King of the Pumbu Jun Jovar Geba nam the Trova Yinte Drupal Teda Kine Teda with Jun Teda Kine Jun Teda Kine Te Yin Hik with Ningbo Devar Hik with Ningbo Yangna Duna Chuyin de Hinging Bun Deya Rang Yin Deya Rang Yin Nam Deya Nelo Ketawa Yindo Te Conan Yin Munsum to Tope Tot Nebesel Same Nelo was at the Hinging Bun Ketawa Yindo Tot Nebesel Dene Jeva Lass of a Teta Rangun in your Yomar Leta Numumba Wange Kovar Jesi Jetanda, Letam, Danzin Jewanke Sagbe, Leta Nyum Mumba Wange, Lenyun Jewanke Jeva Lassope, Lassope and Pongi and Dongarvatam Pong Sejedo Urbetungare, Pongi and Dongarvatam Tarva Number Taj and Jura Meba Yang Yinam, Teta Nayan Chuji Ying Chetawa Yindo. Chewing suggested they cups taking in Buranagover. Chuyin dekhik nyambu chetawa yendo toba ti ju. Chuyin dekhik nyambu chetawa yendo toba, semje nelok chetawa yendo toba ti ju. Dele tende, dise na. Lodin sanchuk samba nam. Lodin sanchuk samba pakwa nam. Tetar matope. Chuyin dekhik nyambu matope wangke dunga nyungwe, roa nam la. Dungan thada tang travaran dope. Dunga thamche dan travaran dope. Tsewa nyingye chenpo chite nebe se. Yintong to simchen yinche tong dropa la. Mulan la sopa wangke sam yinto sipar chewa tang. Nyingye wangke chewa langkari maato. Lenyongye wangke tam papa sanju sempa le chewa yo mare sewa. Sipar chewa tang. Nyingye wangke topje sam yinto. Sam yinda se jete rawang yu yinda sipar cheva lingare. Tanzin chin le dogpa cheto. Sim chin takpar khenpa nam tanzin le dogpa cheto. Cheva tartu tungare. Tenya sam yinda tungare. Te yinda nava tangava la sopa. Sopa tungjen. Kovar nepe. Kovar nekin kovar sim chin che tung sepe. Yinang la. Durza yinang la mada chen jurva tang che par yang tuenpa ni to. Durza yinang la tene che ka namche tardo tuengare, nyingi wanga tuengare. Rangu ne che ka namche dunga thamche len dee chabare. Aya. Ya budu wa. Ya. Chisi gira.
So the noble bodhisattvas, and yeah. Rinpoche says these are those bodhisattvas who have directly realized emptiness or the nature of the mind, then these are free of a birth which consists of skandhas coming newly into existence. And they are free of death, which ceases or interrupts the stream or continuum of these skandhas. They are free of sickness, which generates suffering. And they are free of the process of aging, which changes the continuum of the skandhas. And Rinpoche says the process of aging changes. One changes through this process by getting old, just as a flower, so to speak, fades, yes. So, and they are free of these since they have directly realized the nature or the way of being of the Dharma Dhatu, or in other words, of the Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha, and they've realized this as it is and for what it is. And they abide within this state of realization, and therefore they are free of birth, death, and so forth. But then again, although they are not, they are completely free of the suffering or deprivation of birth under the dominating influence of karma and defilements. In other words, a birth which comes about by the clinging or belief in the existence of an I and the according mental poisons that arise from this. Then they are completely free of the suffering of such a birth and so forth. And they are not in the slightest changed by these. Then on the other hand, or nevertheless, due to the cause of their having realized this Dharma Dhatu as it is, then they have developed great compassion towards all those beings who do not have such a realization. And this great compassion expresses itself in the wish that all those beings may be free of all their suffering. And they abide within this state of great compassion. And because of this, then due to the influence of their former wishing prayers, which they spoke for the benefit of others, and so forth, they are born in an existence as it corresponds to their intention. In other words, Rinpoche, they do not have a birth which, so to speak, one is helplessly born due to karma and defilements, but this is the birth which corresponds to one's own power and one's own influence. And then, after they are born, in order to reverse the belief in permanence, they abide and abide within the samsara and manifest death, sickness, and aging, and so forth. And since this is so, then they appear to the perception of others as being impure and subject to change. They show themselves in this way.
Tande kavsan dor dona semje ne lo wesa dirhi ningbo ngun som to tope jumchin ji papa san jo sanpa nam la rangwe ni cheka nam ji cheka nam ji donga me patang ningi wang ge yena do cheka nam te ta to tembar tembar.
So shortly speaking, Gumuchi says, then this teaches how the Bodhisattva, due to their realization, direct realization of the nature of the mind, which is clear light or luminosity, then they are considering it from, so to speak, their own viewpoint, completely free of all suffering. But then due to this realization, they have developed compassion and But then, due to the power of their great compassion, they appear to the eyes of others as if they were suffering and so forth in order to help them, and they demonstrate these sufferings.
Papa Sanju Simba Nam Lechichi Rangani Jega Namchi Dunga Mide Semjine Lok Chuin Dehini Bungan Sum to Topa Ser Benamala Mohibai.
Then, if one puts this into a logical argument, then the noble bodhisattvas are free of all the suffering of being born, dying, and so forth, since they have directly realized this nature of the mind. This is comparable to waking up from dream.
Malam te ya malam to nga so cheba te malam tang ga yoh ko gum do malam to nawa tang ge pa la so pa nawa tang ge pa tang cheba la so pa malam tang na malam ngo ma chi pa ka so te ni dunga ye re ngo chi na dunga yo ma
Rinpoche says, if one dreams of being born, dying, being sick, or aging, then as long as one does not recognize that one is dreaming, the suffering combined with these is real, one experiences real suffering, then the moment one wakes up and recognizes that one has been dreaming, then the suffering due to birth, death, old age and so forth would no longer be present. And in this way one should understand that the bodhisattvas are no longer subject to this type of suffering due to the direct realization of the nature of the mind. So, for example, if one dreams that one is dying and then wakes up and realizes this has been a dream, then one would not in the slightest experience any suffering as with regard to this dreamed death. On the contrary, Rinpoche says, one would gain some insight and experience of what the process of dying means. So then it follows the explanation of the second point, that was the detailed explanation of the meaning, and then this again has two parts. The first is the way they do not change due to suffering, and the second is the way they appear to change because of their compassion. And the first then is the way they do not change due to suffering, and the domsik to this is the noble bodhisattvas have abandoned the suffering of death, sickness and aging at its root, which is the birth due to karma and the mental poisons. Since they are free of this birth, they are free of this suffering.
Sanjo Sambam Papa So Namji, Papa Namji, Rama Mabar Chibadonga Dang, Rama Mabar Navadang, Rama Mabar Gabe Donganam, Donganam, Savani Pamba Indi. Dedak Jone Cheva Nava Geba Dedak Joker, Dedak Jone, Sorge Maimba Yele Seba, Sinje Log Namdo. Sinje Log, Sorge Maimba Yele Seba Tang, Leta Numbata, Tiwang and Cover Joina. Jarse Sanjo Samba Telene. Papa Sanjo Samba Telane, Jotena Mabel Senna, Deva Dunga Jinjura, Teo Mido.
So the assembly of the noble bodhisattvas have eliminated the suffering of being, of helplessly dying, getting sick, and aging at its root. And this root, or the cause of these types of suffering, is a birth due to the improper mental activity, or in other words, wrong thoughts, karma and mental poisons, and the fact that one is born within samsara due to their dominating influence. That is the cause for the sufferings of death, sickness, and aging. So then, since the bodhisattvas do not have this cause, they also do not have the fruit, which is the process of becoming through suffering.
Second
point, that is the way they appear to change because of their compassion. And the dhamsik to this is, since they see reality as it is, the bodhisattvas are beyond birth and so forth. Yet since they have given rise to compassion, they show themselves as someone who gets sick, ages, and dies.
Jarse sancho sampampapa nam kyin kyin de he nyin bo kyeba me jing jora me ba cheta ba yin do yang da ba ngon sum do tong se kyin ga len de pe chu kyin de he nyin bo ngon sum do tong se ko wa ramang me pe kyeba la so pe donga nam len de he Number Trover Chorchang Tetar Matope Don't Tampa Demba Chewing, Don't Tampa Demba Tarto, but Chewing Dilinium, but Matope Wongi Donga Natonio, the same gene on the Ningi can be done to Chevalene, some gendo Ningi top just some gendo, Ramon Yuji in the Sipar Chevalen, but same gene Kangan Kanga Pinto and Dona, then it is a Chevalan Gris. Samjin the Sipar Keva, Amkovar Kevata, Samjin the Kevata, Cup Cups around Keva, Keva Latin, the paint of a younger Kevata, Navatan, Gavala Sopa, Sopa, number in Jervat to me, Ganan Kevatas and Jerberan in Tumbare, number in Jervat to me, number Tunjan, Carpatan Tumbare. There's a Carpatan Tumba, let on Carpatan Tumba, there's a young member in the room.
Since the sons of the victorious one, or the noble bodhisattvas, have directly seen this Dharma Dhatu, which is unborn and unchanging. In its true or real state, just as it is, then due to this, they are beyond the suffering of being helplessly born within this samsara, and so forth. In other words, they are completely liberated from these sufferings, but since they have become the embodiment of great compassion towards all beings who have no such realization, then due to this compassion, they are born within an existence as it corresponds to their intention and wishes, which are, in other words, not helplessly, but due to their own power and influence. And they show themselves in manifold appearances which are subject to complete change, which die, which get sick, and which age, and so forth. And Rinpoche says they would, so to speak, adopt whatever way could be helpful to beings, and sometimes also to demonstrate dying could be helpful, and so forth. And in this way, by demonstrating these, then they lead the disciples to complete maturation in a way as it corresponds to their karmic fortune.
Pāpā sāñcū sāmbā chūjī jīgā nāñcī dōngā lē trāvā yīndī tūndā chūjī jīgī nī mōngā sōṁ tī tōgā sā.
The noble bodhisattvas are liberated from the suffering of birth and so forth, since they have directly realized the absolute truth, or in other words, the Buddha nature.
Papa Sanju Sambachuji, Yenang do Jega, Jega Nan Chetun Pijunsin Yote, Kapti Durza Simchin La Pin.
Then, on the other hand, the noble bodhisattvas appear to the perception or the eyes of others as somebody who is subject to birth and so forth, since they benefit beings. And for that reason, they do not attain the nirvana, going to nirvana.
Pena malare pa nyangi ne de simbi jiso tini loma so chula de pa chimbo ta chun di chimbo chong ne tini sob jere chula dhuba jabe malare pa nyangi ne de pa jiso loma nam tini
Which says when Milarepa attained the nirvana, then the capacity for effort of his disciples grew much stronger, and the ability to practice in mountain retreats grew stronger.
Sanju Samba Satangbo Toba Sanju Samba Yendin Keba Jeban Chola Kuba Sanipan Dumba Par Jeban Chola Kuba Sanju Samba Namje Yendin Temba Ser Madoba Satoba Sa Jeba Ser Madoba Ser Madoba Satoba Ser Madoba Toba Ser Madoba Sat 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 Ser Matipo Gadigazer. Jeva Tama Perchopa. Jeva Tama Pa, Sipa Tama Pasiji, the Sar Chopal and never Sajisamba. Yentin Temba. Do you need drop a cheaper temba tongue, Savasaja Tambonga?
And so now this is the second point, which is the identification of the qualities of the bodhisattvas on the 10 bodhisattva levels. That has five parts. First is the explanation of the qualities of a bodhisattva who has first given rise to a bodhicitta. This refers to bodhisattvas on the first bodhisattva level. And the second explains the qualities of those who have gained access to the supreme conduct. Then that is refers to the bodhisattvas dwelling from the second to the seventh bodhisattva level inclusively. And then the third explains the qualities of those who have attained the level of not falling back. That refers to a bodhisattva on the eighth bodhisattva level. And the next is the qualities which manifest literally in the future birth, that refers to the qualities of a bodhisattva on the ninth bodhisattva level. and then the accomplishment of the two benefits or aims is the difference in the accomplishment of the two aims is explained.
So then,
the first is the explanation of the qualities of a bodhisattva who has first given rise to bodhicitta, or in other words, dwells on the first bodhisattva level. And the dhamsik to this is, after the sons of the victorious one have realized this unchanging true condition, they are seen by those who are blinded by ignorance as someone who is born and so forth. That this should be so is truly wonderful. While they have obtained the field of experience of the noble ones, they show themselves within the field of experience of the children. Therefore, the method and compassion of the friends of beings are supreme. So the Rinpoche says, when these terms are used, ordinary being or somebody who's a noble one, then this one should understand this well. And the term ordinary being refers to whoever has not directly realized the ultimate truth or the nature of the mind. And then a noble one is called whoever person has directly realized this nature of the mind. And then, although the bodhisattvas who have reached the bodhisattva levels, then they have realized directly this nature of the mind, then they have not completely eliminated all the defilements which are to be given up. But there is still, so to speak, a certain amount to be given up which would correspond to the respective level or stage within those 10 a bodhisattva has reached.
Satangbo la nebe, Satangbo rabdo gaba la nebe, Jarse Sanju Samba nam. Namji, Jura mebe chuni, Semje rangi voisa dehi nimbunde, Munsum do, Tone, Lenyunje, Topesena, Leta nyumunje, Lenyunje wangi chenje le toryang, Tonayang. Durza sejit loma simjine, Durza simjin marek pe, hirab je meg dongba, marek pa latine, hirab je meg dongba, longa chasong. Dongba namji, jeva tang, jeva la soba tadne, ntongne, te namji, ngon sepa kang yenpa tene, ngon sarki, me to somen zepa nido. Papa Sanju Sembanam, same genealogy looks Vesa taking in Bongonson to top a Jagan Namjit Dongale, Trona Young, then the Mombe same gene Namjit Don't say, but Chedo, Jagan Namjit are to turn by the Hindu Monser with them. Take him to Dicto McGave, Chule Rendo, Pak Pachuru, Pak Sage the Carre, Dicpa McGave, Chule Rendo, Pak Pay. So,
the
Semje ne lok toba la jipa ke chor to toba tang. Tene jipa ke chor to toba. Gom te nyam nyong chong se cha pa. Ngon som to toba, toba yeba yeba. Tang, dikab so, semje ne lok vaysa te shi nying po ngon som to tong lang to me. Semje ne lok ngon som to to ne. Leta nyo mumpa wangke chenche le trona yang le nyo chi chenche yo mare ina yang sepa sosu chevu choyurto sosu chevo namche choyurto se sosu chevo namche mwesun tong tope cheva cheka nanchi so cheva gawa nawan cheva so nantur tuma tongjen zepa mandaba tuma tongjen durza nam yonso member member zete, durza member zete, durza namla chuji pindo van zete. Jumtin teni jesena, teta visena, roa malupe, ni nam, sala, ni sejete, sala sejete, chiguano. Sala choto churbane, carresena, ni choto churba sancho, semba namje, jersey and papa sancho, semba namje, dubu. Dubu ngopo ye se kya yore. Dubu ngopo ye ye yin je tong dropa tab lang khe pa tang. Te koi ni langwe nying je chenpo ne te ni koi ni langwe nying je chenpo ne cho tu churpa. Ngom sar nying je chenpo te cho tu churpa yinu.
So, after the son of the victorious one, or the bodhisattvas who dwell on the first bodhisattva level, which is called perfectly happy, then after they have directly realized this nature of the mind, which is luminosity or clear light, in other words, the true condition which is unchanging, then due to this realization they are liberated from a birth, death and so forth due to karma and defilements. And nevertheless then, they are seen by the disciples whose eyes of discriminating wisdom are blinded by ignorance as somebody who is born, who dies, and so forth. And the fact that they are seen in such a way and in this way bring about the benefit of these disciples, this is something which is truly wonderful and astonishing. In this way, they have the bodhisattvas are far away from unvirtuous phenomena, from whatever is sin, due to the fact that they have obtained the path on which the mind in its actual state is directly seen, which is the field of experience or field of experience of the noble ones. and nevertheless, although then, by having obtained this path, they are liberated from birth and death and so forth, due to mental poisons and so forth, then nevertheless they show themselves two beings to the children in manifold illusory appearances, which die and so forth. So in other words, they show themselves within the field of experience of the children, of the ordinary beings, although they themselves have attained the field of experience of the noble ones. And in this way, they cause the complete maturation of the disciples. Then for this reason, the bodhisattvas, who are the best possible friends of beings, then on one hand their skill in method, which means that they accomplish the benefit of others by means of compounded things, and their great compassion, which is completely alerted towards the aim of benefiting beings, then these two, method and compassion, are supreme. Was that clear?
Tante Tajur Kona. Ninji top the mumba simjin la pinto of a chedo, Jaga Nanji tattoo, tembate, monsavate made the song or is it?
And Rinpoche says if this is explained shortly by means of a logical argument, then one can say the fact that that the bodhisattvas appear to beings who are blinded by ignorance, as somebody who is subject to death, to birth, death, and so forth, is truly wonderful, because on their own part, they are, due to their realization of the nature of the mind, completely free of the sufferings of birth and so forth. And then the second is, Rinpoche says, the fact that the bodhisattvas, since they have reached the state of a noble one, are completely beyond the range or field of experience or field of perception of an ordinary being, then nevertheless they, due to their compassion, they show themselves within this range of experience or field of perception of an ordinary being. So their second quality is this great compassion. And this is this kind of action is dependent on their great compassion.
Tene nyingi chembu gomren te tikpa chembu lola le tambo pa kapsa yang kar chembu re saun dan dagre pena tikin kunzob semche che wala nyingi mena che togo mare tambo le tambo pa kapsa yang kar chembu re loto che wala saun dan dagre saun dagre part the lam yam se lempe kapsa yang papa sanju sempe lam yam se lempe kapsa yang nyingi mena tikpa chembu lam kompet den dogo mare chotan loto che wala chotan loi te su jinje me ba go de da wa tama te ne semje je don se pa la yang te ne nyingi te kar chembu re sang je pa kapsa yang nyingi chembu tar sem ba la thuk je chembu se gre sang je te semje je don se pa te nyingi la ra le ba re te ne tikpa chembu lo la nyingi go ren te kar chembu
and
te ne nyingi ya bo go
So this shows that the one, so to speak, the two aspects which make up a bodhisattva are realization and compassion. And Rinpoche says the aspect of compassion or the gradual, the teaching on the gradual stages of the meditation on compassion are very beginning, in very important in all stages, as well for somebody who is a beginner. Then Rinpoche says this meditation will act if one compares this to example of how one grows a crop, then this would act like a seed on the stage. Then later, when a bodhisattva practices pursuing the path, then again he cannot do that without compassion. And during this stage, compassion would act like water to the growth of the seed and the shoot. And then also once the level of Buddhahood is reached, then the great compassion, the compassion a Buddha would have is called the great compassion. And without this great compassion, a Buddha could not accomplish the benefit of others. So this is dependent on compassion. So this shows that throughout all stages of spiritual development, then in the view of the Mahayana, compassion is very important.
Tene nyingye tea rangi nyingda nyingye sole nyingye jipa te tamarba nyingye sigre te sanji pingi maare datan jepa simchen tamje la nyingye je to goyur. Te maje na tene tikin kunzob simchen te chige yo maare.
And Rinpoche says if one just develops compassion for those beings whom one considers to be one's friends. So this would not be very useful. This is what one calls ordinary compassion. But then one gradually has to be able to do is to have compassion also for those one considers one's enemies.
Dena karma pasamba ranzong dorji nyingi chenpo cheba malam yobare nyingi chenpo te che kale kapo yobala tinte tene sacha chenpo kapso yang nyingi cheba malam te sungbare che kale kapo mena gomnan dega do malam jago gomudu che kale kapo yobala tene malam te sungbare
and this which he says to also be able of genuine compassion towards one's enemies then this is not easy. And this shows, for example, this is shown by the fact that the third Karmapa Rangsum Dorje, in his prayer for the attainment of the realization of Mahamudra, has included a wishing prayer that one may gain the capacity to develop great compassion. And Rinpoche says if that was very easy, then there would be no need for a wishing prayer. So the fact that he did that shows it's not easy, it is difficult.
Jorzin Jormen Jinin Pone Mare Donamji Jevana Soda Dune Mawa Gaye Demeto Abeje
Ta Sa nipa ne dunpa parje, jopan cho li chupe, Jarse Sancho Sampanam Ji, you think Sampanam? Tenen Jikin Tamche Le, Dejan Jikin Le Mayu. Jikin Tondon Jikin and Jikin Teme Maguchu. Jatar Pema Chonan to Chiba Chuyu Kubam. Taking then and Jikin to Chitan Chichan Jikin Chumuki Savasong.
And this now comes the second point that explains the qualities of those bodhisattva who have gained access to the supreme conduct. And these are, in other words, bodhisattvas who dwell on the second up to the seventh bodhisattva level inclusively. And the domsik to this is as follows. Although these bodhisattvas are beyond whatever is worldly, they do not leave the world. For the benefit of the worldly beings, they act within the world without being polluted by its stains. Just as a lotus grows in the midst of water without being defiled by it, likewise these bodhisattvas are born within the world, yet they are not defiled by the worldly phenomena.
Sanju sembe sanyipa la trima meba sikiri. Sanyipa trima meba ne sa dunpa la rengdu songwa sikiri. Rengdu songwa parla nebe Sanju sembe tene, Sanju sembe tenam. Hirabje topje ezi. Tuni topi hirabje topje. Tuni topi hirabje nebe jikten be choyba tamje le Yang Tapan De Jang, Jikin Bajobal and Deba, the Tony Tobi Hirab the Top Jendeba Ningi Wange, Jikin Le Mayoba Ningi Wange, Ningi Topje, Jikin Le Yoa Meba, Sejitin Jikin, Jikin Janana Joba, Jikin Janana Nebal Mayoba, Durza and Jikin Bana Durza and Loma Sancho Sampan Papa Nana Durza. Kang Durvar Sava, Kang Pin Takbar Sava, Durza Yere, Durza Jikin Ban, he was a member Tondo. Then Papa Sanju Sempe, Durza Ti, Chuhepe Loma, Chipu Yingo Mare, Tapin Tokwar Sepe, Durza Sere, Durza Jikin Banam, Sosichiwanam, he was a member Tondo. Papa Sanju Sempanam, Simjin Tandas. Say me pa tipa donga jinba nam la ran tundo la che de lu jinba tam la so ba ye ba de tin durza de tundo te su durza de durza jikte pa nam yo so member sa ba ton de jikte na keval la so ba so kon la tam ra ma bor sor zong ne jikte je zong ne jikte je ne ba am jikte je che me kyon se chang ma gu pa ra Sancho sempe choba lapo che, che nam chote, rangi lu chang jimba tangwa la sopa choba lapo che chote. Sanje jinze, dakye ka tomba zopa sanje chomdeen deje sancho sempe kaab jinze ba laya, te rangi ku lu chang, te jatha mambo jimba tangwa lo juyo re, tesu tamche choba lapo che re. Pe che ta nam me to pema nam choy nam to jiba yin chang. Meto Pema Chunang the Chinayang Chui Chunam Teme Magupa Meto and Thumbs up the Chinayang Danji Chunji Teme Magupa Kupa Mapa take into Jarvis Sepo Sanju Samba Jarse and Pakwaname Sanju Samba Pakwanam Dikami Sanipan and Dumba Parti Sansi and Pakwaname Yendon and Jitin Yendon to Dursa Yenang and Jitin the Chichang Jitin the Chunje Jikin be chonje nyomong ba la so ba namje namya kuba mido. Jikin je chadang monson la so ba kuba yomare. Te ya bu che wari.
This is again a bit long, so I read this slowly because I didn't think the last bit was so very clear. So the bodhisattvas who dwell on one of the bodhisattva levels, reaching from the second, that is the level completely immaculate or free of stains, up to the seventh, which is called Phagon, inclusively, then they are by the power of their discriminating wisdom, that is the wisdom which realizes the absence of self or the absolute truth, then due to this, due to the power of this wisdom, they are truly beyond all the forms of worldly conduct. Nevertheless, due to the influence of their compassion, they enact the vast range of bodhisattva conduct. And Rinpoche says this could be a vast variety of different forms of conduct, so to speak, not excluding anything. Then there are many examples of Rinpoche says the Buddha in his many lives as a bodhisattva has given the example of great generosity by giving his own body to beings who needed it and so forth. So that is called the vast bodhisattva conduct. And they do that by not leaving the world in order to fully ripen the worldly disciples. And disciples, in which it says then the literal translation of the Tibetan word would be those to be tamed, which also, so to speak, enlightens the fact that a bodhisattva does not stay in this world in order to make people happy or his disciples happy, but to, so to speak, do whatever is necessary for their benefit. And then those disciples would not only be beings in human form, but could also be animals and so forth. So without leaving, not leaving the world, in order to fully ripen all those worldly disciples, they adopt the way of behavior of being born within the world and so forth, without being in the slightest defiled by the worldly faults or defects. And this is likened to an example. This is just the same as, for example, lotus flowers, although they grow in the midst of water, are not polluted by the faults or stains of the water, and so forth. And then likewise, these noble sons of the victorious one are born within the world for the benefit of the others, yet they are not in the slightest defiled by the worldly phenomena or faults, such as the mental poisons and so forth.
Tom. Jöban chole chobe san jo semba nam chiji. Jikten tam che len de jang. Jikten le mai pa. Jikten le mai pa jikten je ton do. Jikten je ton na to se na yang jikten ji chong ji go ba mi de. Sem je ne lo de hi ning bo to gwen chur ba me be se.
And so this explained in short, Rinpoche says, then the bodhisattvas who have gained access to the supreme conduct, they bring about the benefit of beings without leaving the world and are yet not stained by the worldly defects since... Since with regard to the nature of the mind, they are free of any illusion. Rinpoche says, if one was subject to delusion or illusion, one would also be stained or polluted by the worldly phenomena. And then since they are free of whatever illusion, then they are not stained by those phenomena.
Malam Negapje, Tripper to make Gugamare, Malango, Machina, Tripper Yungre, Denaye.
And one can also use another example, that of dream. Then, as soon as one recognizes the illusory dream appearances for what they are, one will not be defiled by these. But then, as long as one does not realize or recognize the illusory appearances of dreams, then this will, so to speak, also affect one.
Three times.
And so the explanation of how in the partly purified and partly impurified phase, which is the phase of the bodhisattvas on the bodhisattva levels, then the Buddha nature is also unchanging, has been half finished, and the other half will be explained tomorrow. Although we, so to speak, perceive all kinds of change, then these are solely changes due to thought or illusion, whereas the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature itself doesn't undergo the slightest change, and this one should well understand. All changes are the changes of thought. Tena Mika.
Tendam Hill and Jura Dursam. Tontam Benelo Lunjura Timbokawa, you do tinsa.
In the state of absolute peace, there is not even an atom of change.
They said in Jura Dunga Garbeser, Jermis Semti Nelo Toparasa.
Therefore, in order to cease the suffering due to change, one has to realize the nature of the mind.
Give one day, give one day, so